Well, good morning. Yeah. Good morning, indeed. It is 7:12 and 17. It's time for your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, have you ever gone to one of the Fast and Furious movies in the theater, and then as you're driving home, you fantasized about street racing and driving fast? Well, of course you have. I've done it, you've done it, we all want to. Well, it turns out that could get you into trouble. A new study at Harvard Medical School examined 200,000 traffic tickets from the past 5 years and compared their dates with the dates that the Fast and the Furious movies opened. Apparently, they're bored over there. Anyway, they found that on the weekends when there was a new Fast and Furious movie, the number of people who got tickets for going more than 40 miles per hour above the speed limit near the movies doubled. That's right. Around the theaters, it doubled. So in other words, there definitely seems to be a link between seeing a Fast and Furious movie than getting in your car and trying to push that Honda Accord up to its triple digits. Oh, yeah, I want to drive fast, man. We all did it. I did it. I know I did. God, the first one came out when I was in high school, right around when I got my driver's license. So, yeah, needless to say, that was a real big deal. Well, over the past few years, there's been a spike in tequila sales. Unfortunately, farmers are having a tough time keeping up with the demand for blue agave, which is the main ingredient used in distilling tequila. Now, because tequila sales are expected to increase, at least for the next few years, customers might have to deal with higher prices or even shortages. You know, this is fine for me because I stopped drinking tequila a long time ago because, I only do stupid things on tequila. You know, most people do. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say, you know what, that was the most amazing night last night. I'm so glad we got hammered drunk on tequila. Usually it's, oh my God, what did we do? Why did we drink all that tequila? Why, God, why did you let us drink all that tequila? That's usually how it ends. So maybe higher tequila prices will, you know, stifle that. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Or it'll just be richer people doing these dumb things. And lastly, Jim Carrey wants you to unfriend Facebook. That's right. On Tuesday, the comedian tweeted, quote, I'm dumping my Facebook stock and deleting my page because Facebook profited from Russian interference in our elections, and they're still not doing enough to stop it. I encourage all other investors who care about the future to do the same. He ended the tweet with the hashtag unfriend Facebook. Jim explained his stance in a longer statement obtained by the Hollywood Reporter. He said, quote, for a long time, America enjoyed a geographical advantage in the world with oceans on both sides to protect it. Now, social media has created cyber bridges over which those who do not have our best interest in mind can cross, and we're allowing it. No wall is going to protect us from that. We must encourage more oversight by owners of these social media platforms. The easy access has to be more responsibly handled. So Jim is thinking that, the people are going to be getting to us, like Russia and China. I don't know. I think maybe he's looking a little too much into it. But, hey, maybe he knows more than I know. Guess we'll have to wait and see. Maybe Jim Carrey is on something. Maybe Pet Detective is on something. I don't know. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?